Lifestream Services presents Indiana Public Radio Theater's production of The Gift of the Magi, the radio drama, live from Sursa Hall at Ball State University. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. I'm Sean Helene. Tonight, you're invited to experience one of the holiday's most enduring and beloved stories, The Gift of the Magi. The Gift of the Magi is presented by Lifestream Services, with major support from IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital and Ball State Federal Credit Union. Additional sponsors include Nicholson Family Dental and Carpets Plus Color Tile. Thank you to our sponsors. But before we begin, a word from our other sponsors, including Mama's Best Lard from Finest Foods, purveyors of the best in rendered fats. Want your cooking to be the envy of all the other ladies on the street?
Here you go, family.
Oh boy, fried mush.
My favorite.
Dear, all the guys at the office say they wish their wives cooked like you. Just look at that beautiful mush. So golden, so crispy. What's your secret?
I'll never tell.
Mama's Best Lard is perfect for all of your household needs.
Hey, honey, that pesky kitchen door doesn't squeak anymore. Did you fix it?
I sure did.
Wow, honey, you're a household genius. What's your secret?
I'll never tell.
Mom, Barney won't get away from the kitchen door.
Mom, Barney keeps licking the door.
Mama's Best Lard, 1,001 uses.
Oh, Delilah, I wish my skin were as soft and supple as yours. I've tried every night cream on the market, but my skin still looks like a prune. What's your secret?
I'll never tell.
Good night, dear. Why do I smell bacon? Come here, you.
Your secret is safe with Mama's Best Lard from Finest Foods.
Get back here!
Barney!
And also, Haphazard Toys, makers of the last year's most popular Christmas gift, the Little General's Casting Kit. Little General had kids across the nation smelting lead to build their own toy soldiers, much to the delight of emergency room physicians everywhere. Well, this year, hey kids, have you ever noticed that Mom and Dad can sometimes get grumpy?
Boy, if we ever...
Don't you think a little help around the house is exactly what they need to put the fun back into the holidays?
Yeah!
Hey, wait. Does that mean I have to clean my room?
Just in time for Christmas, it's the Little Handyman's Toolkit. Everything you need to turn the kiddos loose on those nagging household chores that never seem to get done. The Little Handyman includes a power drill.
Cool.
A circular saw.
Watch out for the crown molding. Get away from that!
And a real Volcon XL voltage and continuity tester for the budding electrician in your family.
Hey, what happened to the lights?
And for a limited time only, Haphazard Toys introduces the Little Handyman Holiday Edition, complete with extras, including 17 different types of screws. A hawkbill knife, and an electric hammer. Ah, just look at them go. Fun for the whole family. The Little Handyman's Toolkit from Haphazard Toys. Teaching our nation's youth the value of curiosity. And now, Act One of The Gift of the Magi.
December 23rd, 1933. In the center of Central Park in New York City, there stands a shanty town, built by hand by the many people forced into homelessness by the Great Depression. It's not pretty, quaint, or even sanitary. The shacks are built from scraps of wood and tin found in bits and pieces. The people here are poor. Many of them have hit rock bottom. But many, if not most, are good people, forced out by circumstance and hardship.
Me!
I can work!
I'm strong enough! Pick me!
All right, line up. Quit shoving. I only need 10 men for moving crates today. Becca, calm down. Okay, I'll take you five back there, and you two. That's it. No, that's all I can take.
Right near the edge of the park stands a shack much like the others, save for the handmade twig wreath nailed to the worn wood door. Inside live Della and Jim Young, two people very much in love. Right now, Della sits, looking about her for something else to clean. She stands and wipes the grime from the one and only window, letting in the sunlight, just as she does every day. She grabs a broom and sweeps the dirt floor several times over, pushing the little piles into the cracks between the wooden walls for insulation. She's beautiful and lively. Her hair seems to glow even in the faint light.
Della, are you home?
Margaret, come in.
Margaret Walker steps into the shack. She's a tall, confident woman who always wears a smile. But today, her smile is somehow dimmer.
What are you doing home from work?
I cut my hand while curling ribbon at the department store. The scissors just slipped. Mrs. Flugelman scolded me and told me to get out. They're looking for any excuse to get rid of people.
How bad is it?
Oh, it's just a scratch, but I couldn't find any gauze. Do you have some you could spare?
No gauze, but here's a clean cloth.
Thanks.
Did Henry find work today?
He must have. I haven't seen him all morning. What about Jim?
He hasn't come back yet, so hopefully.
Did you change something in here?
You noticed? Ta-da!
What?
I cleaned. Or tried to, anyway. Dirt floors are not so forgiving. I moved the chairs a few inches to the left and... Oh, wait!
What?
Missed a spot.
Antsy, aren't we?
Can you tell? I just wish Jim would let me try to find some work.
Let you?
He said he's afraid I'll get hurt.
Well, he's right, you know. A lot of the jobs that would hire us are either dangerous or they take you for granted. I was lucky to have that job and I worked hard. But just like that, I'm tossed out.
I know Jim means well. I just get so frustrated. I wish I could do more.
You do all the shopping, cleaning, cooking, and watch over the shack, don't you?
It's not a shack. It's our home.
You may not be making money, but you're making the most of the money you have. You're not helpless.
Speaking of, I finally save enough to buy a Christmas roast. Do you feel well enough to go with me to the market?
I told you, it's just a scratch.
Go get your things, and I'll meet you outside in a bit.
All right.
$1 for groceries, and $1.87 for Jim's present.
$1.87, that's all. And 60 cents of it in pennies. Pennies saved one and two at a time by bargaining with the grocer and scraping up any odds and ends left to sell at the pawn shop. It has taken Della months to save up for Jim's Christmas gift. All this time, and she has barely anything to show for it. She deliberates, then grabs all the money and puts it in her pocket.
Del, I'm home.
Jim!
In walks Jim, carrying a small pile of wood. He's a lean young man with a worn look to him. Despite all his troubles, his eyes remain bright, even playful.
I found more wood for the fire.
Oh, good.
Yep, that mighty oak never stood a chance.
Ha ha, where did you really find it?
Dumpster on 7th.
Well, then why don't you stoke the fire, Paul Bunyan? Ooh, that's nice. No luck finding work today?
None. I was this close to the factory, and the man pointed right past me. Said they only needed 10 for moving crates today.
What about the department store?
Still no spots for a salesman.
The bank?
No. They laid off more tellers. Said they were real sorry they had to let me go in the first place. They may have to shut their doors completely before the new year.
No.
Some days, Del, I don't think we'll ever get out of here.
We will. As soon as there's steady work to be had, we'll be right as rain.
I just hate that you're stuck living in this dump because of me.
It's not a dump. It's our home. And I'm not stuck here.
I lost my job, and they kicked us out of the apartment. I'd say it's pretty much my fault.
You know, they've been talking about that new bridge they're going to build. That'll bring in more jobs.
I sure hope so.
Besides, we have each other, don't we? That's all we really need.
How did I manage to get such an optimistic gal like you?
Just lucky, I guess.
I'll say. You know, Christmas is in a couple days.
It is.
Remember our first Christmas?
Oh, it was perfect. We had just moved into the apartment and we decorated everything. And you got me that beautiful necklace.
A beautiful necklace for a beautiful lady.
I wish I hadn't had to sell it.
I was gonna get you a bracelet to match it this year.
Everything was so bright and happy that year.
The pair sit in silence, remembering the happy Christmas from before. They can see the mistletoe and table filled with food, can almost feel the warmth of the fire. But suddenly, a big gust of wind rattles the shack and they're pulled from their memories.
I'll have to get more wood for the fire tomorrow. We're running low. Maybe we should hold off on the gifts this year.
Seems a shame not to give any gifts.
I know, but we can't afford it right now.
True.
How about when we get out of here, we get something spectacular for each other?
All right, it's a deal. We can just enjoy each other's company this year.
Perfect. Say, I saw Margaret outside on my way here. Why is she still
out? Oh, Margaret! She said she'd go to the market with me.
What are you getting?
A surprise Christmas feast.
Well, don't be too long. It's cold and gonna get even colder. It's supposed to snow tonight.
I won't. Goodbye. Oh, Jim is right. It's brutal out here. Who is that?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Young.
Frank Harding lives a few shacks down from Della and Jim with his wife Alice and daughter Eleanor.
Call me Della, Frank. What are you doing?
I've been building radios lately. I'm just looking for some spare parts.
What are you looking for?
Well, I already found some old vacuum tubes and an old radio crystal down at the dump, see? Well,
I'm not sure we have anything like that just lying around here.
Oh, I know. I just found a few screws nearby, so I was going to ask Jim if he'd mind me taking them and if he'd know where to find any more.
He's home. Go on in. I'm sure he wouldn't mind helping you find some spare parts. Maybe he can find some things to repair the house while he's at it.
I'm sure he could.
Good luck finding everything.
Thank you. Jim, are you in there?
Yeah, come on in.
Sorry I'm late. Jim came home.
That's okay. We should get going.
The streets of New York City are bustling with activity. Horses trot down the road with cars in tow. Hoover carriages, as they call them these days. Gas being too expensive to bother with. Children run up and down the streets, begging for coins and causing mischief, or staring at the Christmas window displays of all the shops.
Excuse me, young lady!
Sorry, ma'am. Hey, William, wait for me!
Those fortunate enough to have the means go from store to store, looking for last-minute Christmas gifts while the others rush about, getting what little they can with what little they have. The snow is a murky, gray-brown slush left over from earlier in the week. Della and Margaret make their way through the crowd and into the grocery store.
Excuse me. Turkey?
Do you have any more of these in the back?
Thank you.
Harold, put that candy back.
Number 18!
That's me.
Number 19.
Oh, that's us.
Hello, ladies. How can I be of service?
I need a pound of chuck roast, please.
And me as well?
Coming right up.
Oh, look, they've got Henry's favorite, those little caramels. I have to get him some for Christmas.
Jim and I agreed not to get each other gifts this year.
You did?
We just can't afford it right now.
Oh, I just can't help myself when I see these candies. I love to surprise Henry with them. I'll take a pound of caramels, please.
That'll be 20 cents.
Oh. Half a pound?
10 cents.
Margaret looks down at her bandaged hand. She frowns.
I'll just take 2 small pieces, please.
Sure thing, ma'am. Here you go. And here's your roast. Anything more for you?
Just some cabbage, please. Oh, that's enough.
All right. There you go. And a Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas. If you could get Jim something, what would it be?
You know, I'm not sure. He really deserves something wonderful.
I'd get Henry a giant box of caramels.
I have a confession.
What is it?
I actually have some surprise money to get Jim a gift. I've been saving for ages, and it's not much, but I have to get him at least a little something.
Even though you said you weren't going to?
It'd only be a small thing, just with what I've already saved. It's not Christmas without gifts.
All right. How much do you have?
$1.87.
What could you get for that?
I have no clue.
I've got it.
What?
A 5-pound box of candy.
Really?
Yeah, it's only 98 cents.
As tempting as that is, I don't think Jim would want 5 pounds of candy.
Oh, I would.
What else is there?
I saw a men's shirt for $1.79 in the shop down the way.
That might work. He needs a new shirt. His is getting a bit worn out.
Well, let's go look at it.
All right.
The women head down the street towards the larger shops. As they come upon Macy's, they slow their pace.
Just for fun, let's look in the windows of the shops.
Oh, Margaret, I don't know. It'll be awfully disappointing to see all the beautiful things, won't it?
It doesn't have to be. We can just imagine that we have them.
That's true. All right, let's do it. Where first?
Macy's up ahead. I've always loved their Christmas displays.
There it stands in all its glory, the Macy's Christmas display. Dolls and soldiers, bears and balls, everything every young heart yearns for fills the window. A toy train whizzes by the glass, and around the other toys as the lights sparkle and shine above. There's a tree in the corner, decked out with bright bulbs and garland, beckoning the onlookers to gather around it. Every child has their face so close to the glass that their breath creates a fog. Della and Margaret stand as close as possible to take it all in.
Oh, it's beautiful. Look at all the little elves in Santa's workshop.
You could get Jim a toy soldier.
Or maybe a nice slingshot.
If you get him that, I'll never hear the end of it from Henry.
Why?
He'll want one too.
If I were rich, I'd go in there and buy every last toy and pass them out to all the kids in the Hooverville.
Well, if I were rich, I'd buy Macy's and let people have whatever they wanted.
For free?
Yep. And then I'd make the whole building my house.
Where now?
Oh, there. Hopkins Jewelry.
Now this one, we'll really have to pretend.
Hopkins Jewelry stands just across the street from Macy's. Its windows are considerably smaller, but the jewels inside sparkle almost bright enough to rival the grand Christmas display. Each piece lies snuggled into velvet fabric, gleaming with luxury and refinement.
Oh, wow. Every time I walk up here, I forget how much it sparkles. I'd wear that and that and that.
Margaret!
What?
Look over here. Look at that watch chain.
Which one?
The platinum one, right there in the middle.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, look at that ring with all the diamonds, Della. Couldn't you imagine wearing that to some grand party? Della?
You know how you asked what I'd get, Jim?
Yeah.
That's it.
The chain?
Yes.
Why?
He had to sell the old one when we lost the apartment. I just know this would make him happy.
Lots of things could make him happy.
I know. I just want to remind him of our first Christmas.
Why?
Our first Christmas, I got Jim a really handsome watch chain to replace his old broken one. That way he'd always be able to keep his watch with him. It made him so happy. His face lit up with this giant grin. I haven't seen him smile like that in a long time. I just want to remind him of better times.
That's very sweet of you, but there are
I need to see him smile like that again. That way I'll know everything will be all right.
Everything will be all right. But there's no way you could afford that chain.
Let's just see how much it is.
I don't think we should... Della, wait!
The shop is packed to the brim with display cases full of glimmering gems.
out from behind one of these displays steps a man with an overeager smile.
Welcome, ladies, welcome. What brings you to my humble little jewelry shop today?
How much for that platinum fob chain in the window?
Wonderful question, wonderful. Let me see. This one?
Yes.
Well, a fine piece such as this one could easily go for $60.
Oh.
But for such a stunning young thing like yourself, I'll give it to you for the low, low price of $40.
$40?
Yes, indeed. I know the savings are shocking, but don't you worry. I won't suffer much because I can see you're a woman with great taste in fine jewelry.
Don't sell it. I'll be back.
I can't make any promises. You'd be better off just buying it
I'll
now.
I'll be back for it.
Sure you will.
You'll be back for it?
Yes.
Della, snap out of it. You can't afford that. If you could even get $40, you should be spending it on food, not a watch chain.
I know it's crazy, and I know it's way out of my price range, but I have to at least try. It's like you said about buying Henry those caramels. It's the perfect thing for him. I just can't resist
it. That was candy. This is way more expensive.
But Margaret...
What would Jim think about that? What about the shirt you were going to get him?
Oh, forget the shirt.
$40, Della. Be realistic for once.
Maybe you're right.
I am. Come on, Della. I think window shopping has gone to your head. Forget about the chain. Let's go home.
You're right. Let's go.
Back in Hooverville, another young person sighs in frustration. Little Eleanor Harding stares at her father, Frank, with tears in her eyes.
What's wrong, sweetheart?
I was playing at the edge of the park with William. He was making fun of me.
Why?
He has a bike.
So?
I don't.
He was making fun of you for not having a bike?
He said I couldn't play with him anymore because I couldn't keep up.
Why not?
Because I don't have a bike.
Oh.
He said I was too poor to have one.
Oh, that's not nice.
I told him that's not true. It's just because I don't want one. But that's not really true, because I do want one.
You do?
Can I have a bike for Christmas, please?
That's a pretty big gift.
I've been really good, right?
Yes, you have.
Santa will bring me a bike then.
Wouldn't you rather have a nice doll or some ribbons for your hair?
No, I want a bike. I can ride a bike just as good as any boy, or better.
Oh, of course you can.
I wished real hard and wrote Santa a letter, too.
You did?
Yep. Mom helped me send it to the North Pole. Santa got my letter, right?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Oh, good.
Listen, sweetie. You keep wishing and hoping, and Santa will bring you that bike just like you want, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dad. This is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Eleanor scampers off, her mind racing with thoughts of Santa and a brand new bike waiting for her on Christmas morning. Meanwhile, the women make their way home.
Don't worry about Christmas, Della. You can always get Jim a watch chain next year.
I'll try. Goodbye, Margaret.
Goodbye.
The wind picks up as the light fades over the trees of Central Park. The little shanty town is quiet, lit only by the few barrels with fires burning in them.
There you are. It's starting to snow. How was your trip?
Wonderful. I got a chuck roast and some cabbage for tomorrow.
Perfect! And I got us a tree.
You did not.
Did too? Don't you see it?
Where?
Over in the corner. See it?
The twig stuck in the ground with some foil on it and a napkin around the base?
Shh! It thinks it's a big tree. Of course! Can't you see its splendor?
Oh, why yes, indeed! It's simply the most gorgeous tree I've ever seen!
Splendid! We shall embrace beneath its jeweled branches as we bask in the glow of the fire.
The stove?
Yeah.
Now, what do you want for supper tonight?
What are my options?
Ham and beans in a can, or... ham and beans in a can.
Tough choice.
I'm saving the better food for tomorrow.
Oh, I should check Oh, jeez!
What happened?
My watch slipped out of my pocket. I almost stepped on it.
Oh, no. Is it all right?
Yeah. I don't think anything broke. Just got dirty. The thing won't stay in my pocket. That's the third time this week. I almost lost it yesterday on the street. I don't know what I'd do if I lost this watch. I think I'll keep it here from now on.
You need your watch.
I could get by just fine without it. Lots of fellas do.
Do you really trust leaving it here?
I'd probably have to hide it.
I don't want you to have to do that.
I know, but I don't have much of a choice.
It really does need a chain, doesn't it?
I would have kept the chain you gave me, but I just couldn't sell the watch.
I know.
My dad kept this with him during the war to remind him of home and give him hope. I think some part of me feels like I'm doing the same. Say, Del, I've lost my appetite. I'm gonna just turn in for the night, get an early start in the morning.
Sure, probably a good idea.
Need any help brushing your hair?
You don't have to stay up if you don't want to.
I like it.
You're a peculiar man, you know that?
And you chose me.
Very true.
Della undoes her beautiful hair and lets it fall about her, rippling and shining like a cascade of amber waters. It reaches below her knee and makes itself almost a garment for her.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
Rapunzel? Hardly.
Del, if Rapunzel caught one glimpse of your hair, she'd die of envy. If the Queen of Sheba came to visit, your hair alone would completely depreciate Her Majesty's jewels and gifts.
Now, really?
Quite simply, your hair is beautiful. You're beautiful.
And so are you.
I much prefer pretty.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah?
No, no tickling, no fair. Here, start brushing.
Can't handle a little tickling?
No, I can't. Were you able to help Frank find what he needed earlier?
Yeah, we were able to scrounge up a ton of screws and some more radio parts.
Did you find anything you could use?
Yeah, I found some scrap metal to patch up the roof when it needs it.
Good. See, things aren't so bad, are they?
Oh, I saw those combs you were always talking about today.
The combs?
Yeah.
The pure tortoiseshell ones with the jeweled rims in that shop down the street from our old apartment?
Very specifically, yes.
Oh, those are the most beautiful combs I think I've ever seen.
I'm gonna get them for you someday.
They're far too expensive, Jim.
Well, you're worth it. There. How's that?
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night, Del.
Good night, Jim.
And so, as Jim drifts to sleep, Della finds herself restless. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and all she can think of is the watch chain. She tries to push the image out of her mind, but it keeps coming back, and she realizes that she simply has to get the watch chain for Jim.
End of Act One of The Gift of the Magi.